just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just the Rule 3. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do Rule 3, Rule 3, Rule 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, but not really, I am your host. I am Too Legit, joined as always by Rocky.
You haven't heard this in a while, man. You gotta bring it back.
Glorious.
And we haven't seen it on SmackDown lately, so we might as well play it.
Yeah, like he hasn't been on TV.
Build storyline, man. Of course, people say my name.
All right. Y'all are going to have to give me a little leeway here. Don't be too rough. It's been about a month since I've been on the show.
Man. Where you been?
My wife's been super busy working. You know, I do that stay-at-home dad thing. So when she's working at the end of busy seasons for taxes, it's really rough. Plus, as everybody knows, my wife is what I like to call super pregnant. You know, we could be having a baby literally at any moment. Funny thing, actually, my wife had my first son at 36 weeks, the day of 36 weeks pregnant. If that happens with this child, that would be Thursday. So, shh is real, bro. Like, third baby, here we go. Anytime in the next month, it's going to be crazy. And as you know, I went over to your house last night to watch WWE pay-per-view. I didn't partake in too many alcoholic beverages because you got to be on your toes, man. Got to be on your toes. Could have happened. I couldn't have been sloppy drunk last night. And then my wife's like, oh, snap, baby time. Not a good sight. Anyways, what we got on the show today, man?
We got a lot of good stuff, man. You know, sorry, I forgot to play this
That's
for you
right.
earlier. You know, it's all right. Never too late. Never too late to hear this song. Yeah, let you hear this a little bit.
Baller.
But yeah, we had to play a little bit of that for you. Dude, we got a good show. Today we're going to do Lair in the show. Go ahead.
Yep, just real quick. Smoochie will be in the building.
Yep.
Any minute now, we started the show off because somebody's got to get home to watch a Cowboys game. So he will be stopping in.
Absolutely.
And be on here the rest
of
the day.
Our New York hookup will be here soon.
Nice.
We got a top five of the week. So if you're watching on Periscope, no Facebook Live today, our top five video games of all time, sports video games of all time.
Yeah, I was about to say, please don't say video games. That's rough.
No.
I don't have that kind of time.
Of course, we'll do NBA in the second segment. We got questions of the week. I came up with some. We got a rant of the week we're going to get into.
Who got that?
You don't have a rant?
I do have a rant, yes.
That's what I figure. I got your rant.
Okay.
But I got a rant, too, I can go into.
Oh,
I'll
got
let
one.
You do it.
Don't worry. It's probably the same rant.
Probably. I'm going to review week three of of the playoffs.
There the man Smoochie is right there.
NFL. Look at
walking
him,
in the door. What's going on, brother?
Man, I shouldn't be shaking your hand out of
What's
competition
up, man?
Because you are killing me by at least 20 in fantasy.
Yes, I am beating you in fantasy. I wasn't going to bring it up. I'm also beating Rocky over here in
only
the same
by
week.
13.
But he
I
does
got,
have he,
I got
it's
Zeke
16
going
and
night,
you got Zeke going
whatever.
Night. So we'll
it's
see
15.
What happens.
It's
you 15. Got no chance, bro. I'm just
no, if Zeke hits like five touchdowns, get like 200 yards rushing.
You might beat me.
I need that because I got Zeke in another league. I need 50 points.
I need to win,
I need 50 points in another league.
We'll see. Hey, and your undefeated wife. If
dude,
my,
she's still smoking.
If my uncle.
My wife is killing it every year.
It's like a family league. Like, my wife's in it. My uncle's in it. His wife's in it. Like,
I told you, we win. We're renaming the league.
His wife is she's undefeated and has scored way more points than everybody else. It's ridiculous.
She did the same thing last year.
Yep.
She was like number one.
All
she was
year.
Undefeated until like week 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And then lost in the second round of the playoffs.
It was rough.
Every year, man.
I pick some duds.
Well, you got a bad hand, I too, because you didn't realize it wasn't a – no, that was a league. You didn't realize it auction league.
Yeah. No. It wasn't that. Like, you know, Conley for the Chiefs, thought he was going to do something.
Nope.
Didn't even get a – Dixon. Did y'all talk about Cam's underachievement?
No, not yet. We haven't gotten into anything.
We haven't talked about anything yet.
Okay, cool.
But Smoochie's in the house, in case you didn't see. Ball is life on, you know, every Friday at 12. BSS Carolinas, he usually sits in with us every
week. Check it out on Facebook Live. Absolutely. That's how I watch it every week.
Man, thanks a lot, man.
No problem, man.
Thanks a lot, BSS Carolinas, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, for
helping your dreams can come true.
Yes, just look at all these successful brothers right here at the table. Shout out to my man, Byron Williams, and DTLR for the wonderful tailgate yesterday.
How was it?
It was awesome, even though the Panthers did underachieve greatly. A lot of people didn't even realize it because they were having a good time eating and playing Madden on, like, the game truck and 2K.
I should have been playing Madden instead. I took a nap, actually, is what you I did. I was at the house. I took a nap.
I stayed awake just to see if Dixon.
Halfway, I think right when New Orleans scored that second touchdown in the second quarter went up, I was like, I told my wife, I said, man, wake me up in like an hour. I'm going to take a nap.
Well, you see, that was longer than me because we stayed at the game until after the mascot bowl, and then we left because the kids wanted to see the mascots. It was it's the best game of the day in the stadium.
Wow. I don't doubt that.
And Benjamin's hurt, which I'm glad I didn't start.
We got a lot.
Benjamin is was one of my starting receivers. Yeah. 0.8 points, super awesome.
Yeah, we have to talk about the Panthers game. We will, because I've got a lot at Cam Newton in the Panthers.
Yeah, man.
But we got a great show. We're going to do top five. Our top five this week is top five sports video games.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Sorry, I did not send you a note.
No, that's
great. I didn't get one either, so don't feel bad.
I know, it's been a rough day. But we're going to review week three. And NFL, Mike Glennon. And the Bears.
Long neck bottle.
We'll talk about long neck. But we got a great show today. Let's get into it. First thing we're going to do, like every week when we do on Monday, of course, I know everybody, for some reason, somebody has stolen our song.
What?
Yeah, somebody has stolen our song, Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Look at what's happening. It's the Rule
Stupid
3
State Farm.
Breakdown edition. State Farm. Why does State Farm need this song?
That guy, man. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I literally was upset the first time I saw the commercial. I was like.
And now his dog. Every time I see this, I hear it. Now I think about his dog in the truck.
Look, man, I need Aaron Rodgers to start discount double checking, man.
Yeah,
me too. I think a lot of us do, man. So, saying all that, who do you guys have any as heroes of the weekend this weekend? Any good ones?
I mean, Stephon Diggs balled out.
Oh my God,
100 million again. Yards and 2 touchdowns. Ridiculous.
Case Keenum.
I had them on the bench, so
tight. For real, Case Keenum, 360 yards, 3 touchdowns. What?
You know what? Trevor Siemian had something similar last week.
Yeah.
To his True Colored show yesterday.
I mean, that Bills defense is nice, though. You know what I mean? Not much you can do.
But it's,
this is the Bills.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor.
I love Tyrod Taylor.
I know you do.
I'm a big Tyrod Taylor fan.
Still trying to figure out why.
I don't know. I like his swag.
The Jets.
Oh, my God.
The Jets. That's my heroes of the week. The Jets.
They didn't go 0-16.
No. I picked them on the wheel of death.
And they play.
They saved you.
And they play the Jags and the Browns in the next 2 weeks. They could be over 500.
While we're talking about wheel of death, thank you, Broncos. I lost to the Bills. So my punishment is supposed to be 50 jumping jacks during the show.
You know what?
I won't be here Thursday.
You won't be here Thursday, so.
You have to push it to next week.
Yeah, we'll definitely save it for
the full house. You want the full
but
house.
But the crazy part about it is the Titans lost, Packers lost. Yep. So my first win of the season on the Wheel of Death comes from
the Jets.
Who I don't even know who started at quarterback.
You see, the week before, it was McCown, but the week before, he had the Browns.
When in doubt,
the Browns look good.
Always just go with a McCown is the starter on a team that sucks.
That's true. That's very true. That's good advice.
I don't know if it's Josh or Luke, but I know his last name is McCown.
It's Josh.
Is it? Okay. Yeah,
hey, look, man, I'm just glad.
For the longest time, I thought Luke McCown was the starter in San Francisco. And then I was like, I watched Thursday night, I was like, oh, it's Brian Hoyer? That explains that first pick six or the first pick.
Oh my god,
that was great.
Speaking of the Rams, I thought the worst game of the weekend would be
them.
That game.
That game.
And I was like,
awesome.
And then I got Sammy Watkins sitting on two of my benches in my league.
But he's hurt, so he's right on schedule.
Yeah, that's true.
He's right on schedule.
Balled out. Out for 3 weeks. Watch.
Yeah.
That's how Sammy Watkins works.
I don't know, man.
That's why
most
I don't draft
him. Player in NFL, Jared Goff.
I like the Rams.
You know what? I much as I hate to renege on Jared, because I thought he was going to like underachieve, and he's proven me right. Blake Bortles, he's still on schedule. Which
hey, my man dropped 44 on a team that hadn't given up a touchdown this year.
No, 4 touchdowns.
I'm just saying,
4 touchdowns yesterday. In London.
You'll get to realize that I like quarterbacks that most people don't like. I love Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is my favorite quarterback in the NFL.
I'm still trying.
I love Alex Smith.
Alex Smith, yeah.
For years, I've loved him.
I'm still waiting for Ashton Kutcher to say you've been punked as far as the whole Baltimore and Jacksonville game. I'm waiting. I checked my eyes, took out my contacts, put in new contacts.
I mean, dude, that defense, that Jags defense, is playing up to the personnel that's on the team finally.
No, it's not that. I just refuse to believe the score was
44-7.
44-7.
That was 30-0 at halftime.
Really. I know.
Ridiculous.
I refuse to believe it, man.
It was brutal.
I refuse to believe that Ryan Mallard played.
That's right.
He did play at the end of the game, didn't he?
Yeah, he came in.
You were so – I mean
– I refuse to believe that, man.
That's rough.
Ron Mallett and Derek Anderson played this weekend. Just saying.
Derek Anderson played?
Yeah,
he came in.
Like, told you I took a nap.
He came in the Panthers game late.
And then I'm pretty sure I let my son watch Bubble Guppies instead of watching the end of the game.
You know what? You should watch that.
Which was more entertaining, I think.
I was getting ready to say, you could – relate what you can like tell us what happened on Bubble Guppies more than that game.
Yes, I could.
I have a couple. I'll go through real fast. Dodgers Cody Bellinger breaks the NL rookie home run record, 39th home run.
Glad to see that, man.
Dodgers clinched the National League West for 5th straight year. Now go win a playoff series. Aaron Judge hits his 50th home run, breaks the rookie home run mark in AL. Home runs, man, this season.
Thank God, man. He was on Schneid.
And then NC State beat Florida State. Ryan Finley, 230 yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, I was more trying to rub it into the other person that's a Florida State fan on the show. Mr. 315 is not here. I'll talk to him about it later.
His weekends are normally bittersweet, man. Yeah. Bittersweet. But the Bears won.
That's true. They beat the Steelers. That's good. But, yeah, I mean, listen, man, we talked about the game. NC State played the defense line against the offensive line. We talked about it. That was going to be the difference.
I mean, that's Florida State's biggest weakness is our offensive line. That's why we don't have a starting quarterback.
And you talk about the skinniest quarterback in the history of the NFL, football.
Blackman is tiny.
I mean, he looks like a toothpick.
He makes Marcus Mariota look like a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
I think they're going to change the scheme for him.
Do you see the size of this guy?
I've seen him. He looks like Kevin Durant.
He looks smaller than Kevin Durant. Yeah.
Yeah, he's bad. He's tiny.
I see Florida State really changing.
Oh, we're going to struggle.
Yeah. No, you guys won't struggle.
Oh, we're going to struggle.
They will change the game plan for him, man.
We'll beat Wake Forest this – I think Florida State will beat Wake Forest this weekend. But it's like, I'm a diehard Florida State fan, and I said once we lost to NC State, I said, you know what? The goal is to beat Miami and Florida. We're not winning the ACC.
You guys can win it.
No, not with Clemson and Louisville and NC State.
I'm not sold on Louisville.
Well, I mean, they lost to Clemson pretty badly. That the score was much closer than that.
You know what? It was, but Jackson has been exposed.
He's not that good. I'm sorry. I don't believe the hype.
It's hype around it.
It's hard to say it's hype when you won a Heisman Trophy.
It is, because now you say hype when he's in the NFL. And it's like, okay, yeah, that Heisman was a fluke. Like,
Tebow's Heisman does not equate to success.
Right. I give you a Heisman Trophy fluke, even Eric Crouch.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Eric Crouch. And that's where I see Jackson. Don't see him as an NFL quarterback.
Nope. God, no.
Because he's either going to play for the Jets or Arizona.
No.
And
I don't think he'll get – I can't imagine who would draft him.
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
I don't get who would draft him.
You have to put him at wide receiver or something, man.
Right.
He's Terrell Pryor. He's going to have to be in the league and be like, oh, this quarterback thing ain't working out for me.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to play wide receiver.
Clemson, I see them losing in a trap game.
They'll lose. Yeah, they'll lose. They're not winning.
They're losing the state. Because we got them at home. Hey,
didn't y'all lose to South Carolina?
We did, but we can still make it up.
Oh, well, I mean, that don't mean nothing in the ACC.
No, in the ACC, it means something nationally. But, dude, all we hope is win ACC.
I mean, yeah, but – and that's how come I said it's really hope for you guys, because NC State literally has to run the table.
Right.
Yeah.
I honestly think we'll beat Clemson. We got Clemson in a couple weeks, and I do believe we'll beat, because it's at home. You know, it's a year to beat them if you don't get them.
If number 9 can go off like he did against Florida State, yeah, I can beat anybody.
I think so.
You talking about Chubb? Chubb is a nasty individual.
He's 9, right? He's number 9. Yeah, he's number 9.
Bradley Chubb.
I had dreams about him that night. I was scared.
He's a grown man.
Oh, yeah. He's nasty.
And the defensive line is good.
No, the whole defensive line is good, but it's anchored by that kid.
Yeah, Chubb is amazing.
Chubb is a grown man. Surprised.
Then we have White Sox DH Jose Abreu gets his 100th RBI of the season, joining DiMaggio and Pujols as only players with 25 homers, 100 RBIs in first 4 years.
I see him leaving that team.
Jose?
Yeah.
I'm sure he will. I don't know, man. He's so young, too. You keep him with the other guys.
Nah.
The other young guys.
Some team, Dodgers, Yankees, Texas.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They'll give him some money.
Giancarlo Stanton hits his 57th home run, most since Ron Howard in 2006. Then Justin Thomas wins 10 million FedEx Cup title, second place finish at season-ending tour championship. $10 million, man.
That's nice.
A nice weekend.
Yeah, that's a pretty good week.
Yeah, that's the hero of the week, really.
All right, now we're going to the other end of the diamond. We're going to very
USS Carolina's very bad weekend.
Very bad weekend. Is it just me, or can you feel? Yeah, this is nice and depressing.
This is the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah,
we didn't have that sound bite.
No, I made improvements, I did the show. Man.
Nice.
So I've got a couple. Can I lead off?
Sure, go
ahead. Man. All
right, first one is WWE. You wasted 4 hours of me and my friends' time that we could have played video games.
Yeah, we definitely should have kept watching, the video games going instead of watching that.
Because we could have done Madden, WWE, something, NBA 2K18. And next time we'll just put it on the computer and watch it to the side.
Yeah.
And play video games. Because it was pretty rough.
I knew it was going to be bad when, on my Fire Stick, it was not in Portuguese.
There you go.
I knew when it was in complete English, oh, this is going to suck.
Oh, it was not good. No. I mean, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't horrible. I give it a C.
It was a waste of time, yeah, because I felt like I just watched a above average Raw.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
It's very C average.
I've seen episodes of Raw that were more exciting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, true.
And I'm not even talking about like the early 2000s, late 90s Raws. I mean, like in the past year, I've seen yeah. Raws that were better.
They got me. Whoever paid for No Mercy last night, I feel your pain. Not really.
That's why I have WWE Network.
Yeah. 999.
Watching
get to see other things.
Yeah,
it's more fun to even watch the old school stuff. Yeah. Than watch the current. I'm gonna save this last one for the last, but we're gonna get back to it. Bears, blow an easy touchdown with one of the dumbest plays you ever see. Leon Lett ish, yeah. Where they had a punt return.
Mm-hmm.
Got to the end zone, fumbled.
He stopped and then got straight. I was like, what are you doing?
Come on,
it's the Bears, man.
What are you doing? The Bears, but they still beat the Steelers.
Yep.
A scary win.
Brad Ausmus of the Tigers will not be back as manager next year.
Kind of figured that.
Yeah. Bradley Chubb, man, as much as I love you for spitting on the Seminoles midfield logo following an upset win. And then after the game, I didn't mean to do it. Come on, man. Stop it. You went up to it and spit on it on purpose. Don't give me that crap.
It's going to be a maturity thing with him.
Yeah.
I like his fire. I like his passion. The maturity is going to be an issue in the draft.
Especially when you guys were actually the favorites in that game.
Were we favorites?
Yes. Because of the uncertainty at quarterback. No. Nobody knew what to make of Florida State. Even as a Florida State fan, I was worried that we were going to lose altogether. I mean, you texted me early on in the day, and my first response was, I don't know how we're going to do, man.
I knew we could win this game because we have a good history in Florida State. We 2012, we beat you guys.
Yeah, I mean.
And we can win it at FSU. Yes. Of any ACC team, we usually do.
Yeah.
You know, and y'all going through a lot. This was the year. Our defense line is really good. Finley's not too bad. And Samuels is a beast where we throw him the ball 90% of the time.
Yeah, that kid's no joke.
Yeah, Samuels.
My thing with that kid is,
but
he's got to be smarter than that.
Spitting
man.
On the logo, spitting man. On. Come on.
That's good. That's going to be the knock on him.
The same thing with Mayfield when he did it at Ohio State.
No, I like that.
You
because
like
that was in
so that's okay.
Yeah, because that was in response to Ohio State the year before. All gathering on the 50-yard line and singing their fight song. There was no response. Nobody on Florida State called him out. Nobody on Florida State said, oh, they're going to get their asses whooped.
But the difference
like
is,
that.
No offense, this is NC State. That wasn't Ohio State, Oklahoma. You know what I mean? I mean, where there is, you know, no one expects NC State to do squat.
When you do stuff like that, just stick by it.
Yeah.
Because you'll be respected more if you stick by it. Like, oh, I didn't mean to do it, or I wasn't aware of that.
Just come out and be like, I don't respect their field. I don't respect them. I'm glad we beat them.
I just think the only difference between NC State doing it and Baker Mayfield is Oklahoma's a lot better team than NC State. So people actually care.
But there was a rhyme and a reason behind what Baker Mayfield did.
I agree.
He came out of nowhere with that. That's just blatant disrespect.
And if you would have done that as competitors of the sport, we'd have been like, okay. And definitely that would have meant a big time FSU.
If Miami beat us and then went and spit on the logo, I'd be like, all right, I get it. I get it. But no offense to NC State. Like, okay, you beat us. You pulled an upset. But why spit on the field? Like, you should be rejoicing, not, like, bitter.
I agree. And our biggest rival is Clemson, the Textile Bowl.
I know.
the Textile Bowl.
Which, for the simple fact that you had to remember Textile Bowl, that is something, man.
Oh, yeah. Then we got Eagles, Darren Sproles tore his ACL and broke his arm on the same play, man. On the same play. Broke his arm.
That's
and
not a bad
ACL.
Day. That's a bad 5 minutes, man.
He's done he's 34. He's probably done together. Man.
Yep.
I'd be surprised he come back. And they got Smallwood, so.
Smallwood and Blount, which I had him on the bench.
Yep.
I had Blount on the bench.
Don't worry. I had a lot of people. I had 100 points on the bench, which I'm going to talk about later. Then we got Beckham Jr. for the dog peeing celebration. He said it was a response to Trump's SOB
What's that got
speech.
To do with, like, what does that, Trump's face wasn't on the ground. You were just pissing on the Eagles field. Like, what, it don't even make any sense.
That's OBJ, man.
And I know, I get it. He's a weird cat.
He's a weird dude.
But like, hey, when in doubt, blame Trump, man. You'll be all right. You'll be like, oh, okay.
That's
cool.
Like a, like that had, literally had nothing to do with anything.
No, and nothing to do. It's in response to Trump. I mean, like, what? How were we supposed to know that? You got down on all fours and took a piss on the Eagles field. I thought you were saying that this is my field or so. What? And my first thought was not, oh, you know, he's probably pissing on Trump. It doesn't even make sense. I don't get it.
Then my last one. This won't be a minute. President Trump. For the SOB comments, I don't agree with what you how you said it. I understand for what you were going after, but boy, you were way off base, way off track. You shouldn't do what you do. There's other things to worry about. And I'm not defending him whatsoever, because they're it's crazy. But listen to the context of what he actually said. But he shouldn't include his SOB in the statement whatsoever, in the pep rally.
Yeah, then, that's right. Real presidential. Call people a son of a bitch.
Well, no, you shouldn't put it in there whatsoever. But if you listen to what he was trying to say, that they should stand, all this and that. But he was way off base. I'm not defending whatsoever.
You know what? I will say this. I'll go finish and then I'll go ahead.
Yeah. But I am going to go to a person that really bothered me today. I listened to LeBron James. First of all, you come out and the way you spoke back to him didn't really make me feel much better, because you call him you're dumb or until you got in the office. This isn't kindergarten where you go back and forth. Take the low road. Be better. Don't be in this little bitchy whatever you two are doing. But today, to sit on front of the media and tell people that voted for Trump are uneducated. I'm taking offense to that because I voted for Trump. All right. That doesn't mean I'm uneducated. Just at the time, that's who I voted for. Do I regret it to a point? Some. But, I mean, that one person doesn't tell you who I am. People don't judge me because who I voted for. And by him doing a blanket statement of telling people are undereducated is making him look like a fool, in my opinion. And then ESPN today standing up for LeBron James because he said that other people are uneducated. You're doing the same thing Trump is doing. So how's that making it right? And I'm so sick of these protests when nothing is actually being accomplished. I have not heard one single good thing come out of these protests or anything else yet. Where's a plan of action for people? I don't hear anything from no one. It's just, all right, you're a bitch. You're a SOB. What is this helping? When is people actually come together, make a plan, and stick to it? I'm so done with all of this. But listen, LeBron this weekend, man, or today, you know, and then Pop says it's an embarrassment in being this country. I was driving to school today. I was loving being this country. I'm free. I can listen to what music I want. I can play what I want on the weekend. I can play video games. Me and my buddies can sit and watch a WWE event on Sunday. We can go to a football game. We can hang out. We can come here and do a show every week. My life's pretty damn great. I think your life's great, right? You got three, getting ready to have a third kid, right?
Congrats, man.
Hey, thanks, man. Your life's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty
good. I mean, we all got obstacles, right?
Oh, yeah.
But to single, I just, come on.
My thing with LeBron is, and what bothers me the most is, in the same sit-down interview or whatever, press conference, you're going to say, we need to bring the country together and we need to stop being so divisive. And then you're going to call half of America
uneducated.
For voting for Trump. It's like you're literally doing the exact same thing that you're blaming Trump for doing. You're not helping the situation.
I agree. And this right here, man, it's really been a touchy subject, because once again, there's no way to go around the elephant that's in the room.
Right.
So the best thing I could suggest as a non-Trump supporter is worry about yourself. Give an account for what you do as a person. Because guess what? As much as people complain about Trump being the president, guess what? Unless you're taking some type of action, he's still going to be president. Unless you're doing something to change, to solve the problem that's at hand, guess what? You still have the problem. Now, no matter what political party it is, that is your choice. And this is America, and you have the right to make your choice, whatever it is. So going out there and saying, oh, you voted for Trump, man, you're uneducated, it's not really the wise thing to say.
No, because people on the right can be like, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, you uneducated.
And last time I checked, it was like picking the lesser of the two evils.
When I had the choice to vote, I voted for the person I thought would get this country back business-wise, making money, getting us to where we needed to go.
And if you actually he's been doing that.
He's doing that.
It's the social stuff that's really not great.
Right. But if I went with Hillary, I don't think it would have been a lot better. No offense.
No. Look, believe me, my man, when you got that piece of paper, and I'm going to be honest with you, I voted for me. They said, you write in your vote. I voted for me. I could do good.
And, you know, no offense, but 8 years ago, 4 years ago, I don't think we were in a much better situation. The only difference is people aren't. The president isn't saying stupid things as the current one is saying.
Right. I guarantee you Barack Obama would say, because he's the president, you have to say, you should probably stand up for the national anthem. I do believe Barack Obama would have said that. Do I think he would have said that the people who are kneeling are a son of a bitch and deserve to be fired?
No.
Probably not. He's a little smarter than that.
No.
But I do believe he probably would have said, you should probably stand up for the national anthem. Because that's probably the right thing to say.
Yeah. The thing about it is, especially with people like LeBron James and other people like them have that platform, just like what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
When you have platforms like this, instead of spreading the ignorance, it should be the solutions to solve the problem.
Yeah. And I'm the biggest LeBron supporter in the world, but I don't agree with what he said. I don't think alienating half the country and calling them names is the right way to go about it.
No, not. I mean, he'll die in a Nike casket, but.
I mean, right. Cool, man. That's dope. Good for him, man. I am happy for him.
You know, after he said that, I really want to address LeBron James. I was going to send him a tweet. And I'm like, you know what that's going to do if I do? Everybody's going to come back at me like, you are uneducated. You don't know me. So why you gonna call me that? Because I know how it works out already.
There's a lot of CEO-educated people who voted for Donald Trump.
No, there's a lot of people. My wife voted for Donald Trump. One of the smartest women I know. All right? I don't know
who my wife voted for. My
point is don't judge a person by who they voted for. You don't know them. You don't know the reasons they did.
There's a lot of people.
My point is, you know, I went to Washington, D.C. when all this started, and we went to a gala. I got called homophobic because I voted for Trump. I got called a white supremacist because I voted for him. By three white people.
Wow.
You think how I feel? I wanted to slap the shit out of the guy calling my wife and me a white supremacist. I'm like, dude, you don't know me. But that's the way America is right now.
Yeah.
And instead of people saying, let's make solutions and make solutions to work together. That's the reason I love sitting in Ballers Life or other shows that has diversity. Because we can talk about things. And we don't get mad at each other. We talk about things.
I think
things.
It's great, though, because
just don't get it.
Unless I'm mistaken, and feel free to be honest, you know, say what you will. When you found out that him and I voted for Donald Trump as well, only because I can't stand the Clintons, whatever.
Oh, look.
Look, if it was Obama versus Trump, I probably voted for Obama again because I like
no,
him.
But
my thing is like when you found out, you don't assume that we're racist and don't like you.
No, no. The thing about it is the platform is different for me because of the color of my skin. But I do not let that be an excuse to achieve whatever it is that I need to achieve in my life. Now, outside of the show, I've dealt with you gentlemen, and you're some pretty stand-up guys. Until you show me different, other than that, if somebody said, hey, man, what do you think about Rock? I think, hey, Rock is a cool dude. Well, I think he's a jerk. Well, I'll tell you what. You take yourself over there, and me and Rock will go ahead and keep on doing great things.
Doing what we doing.
Same thing with Legit. Legit's an asshole. You know what? Don't say that about Legit. Because when he was with me, he's probably one of the coolest white boys I know on the face of the planet.
And guess my name is too legit, so I mean, it's hard not to be.
See? With a creative name like that? So it doesn't matter who you voted for, because even though everybody has different views and different beliefs, we're coming together to solve problems that affect both of us, all of us as a whole.
Yeah.
Ignorance is affecting us as a whole. It doesn't matter who you voted for, what your religion, what your race, or anything. So we're coming together on a platform like this to kill and stop ignorance and move forward. So the person that just said that, I feel sorry for them, because when you address elephants like ugh, it's so touchy, man.
And I could never, I kind of felt what, you know, other people go through that day, you know, because you're sitting there judging somebody. You don't know the skin of their color. You don't know, you know, and people just need to come on, man. Just stop being so outspoken against one, against the other. We're all together, and until we start working together. But LeBron, help the situation. Don't hurt it more. And I'm just afraid the longer this NBA season goes, NFL, it's going to be worse, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because this ain't over.
No, I don't.
I hope it comes together for a solution, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a solution because, okay, we know what the problem is. We know what the problem is. So when you keep going over the problem, you're just going to make the problem bigger than it already is. Now, granted, did Trump have to say what he had to say? No.
No.
Okay, cool. We already know that. He is not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Nope. It's like he becomes, yeah. I can't stand it because it becomes, he's so petty. It's like, oh, well, Steph Curry is undecided. Well, you're not allowed to come. Well, you can't come to my house.
And that was one of the things that really bothered me. Well, is like, because what? you said, no, you're not invited.
You could have just said, been like.
You should have said, you know what? You guys should come anyway, and let's have a conversation about what's going on.
Instead of doing that.
Okay.
Okay, cool. You don't have to come to me. Come to you.
That's a lot of work, though.
Yeah, but I mean, hell, you're the president.
But that's what I'm saying, though. And you don't have to say, well, you're not invited. You'd be like, you know what? If you choose not to come, that's your decision. And I, you know, that's your. You are more than welcome to come. If you want, and we will accept you, and you will come, we will throw a party like we do for everybody else.
I agree,
if
man.
If you want to sit down and have a conversation, let's sit down and have a conversation. Because he wins then. Then he looks good. But instead he wants to be like, well, fine. I take my ball and go home. I don't want you here.
That's how he says it?
You know what? I bet you he does snap his neck back and forth like this when he talks. I'm just saying.
This is going to be something crazy because politics and sports meshing in together.
Big time. It's the new thing, man.
Reason I love sports, it stays away from real world shit.
Not anymore. Excuse my language. I would say that the political talk is done, but Too Legit's rant is probably going to go down that road as well.
We'll talk about it then.
But that is going to do it for this segment of the Rule of Three to Breakdown Edition. As always, I am Too Legit, joined by Rocky and my man Smoochie.
Catch us everywhere. Hey.